This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. We have a busy one ahead as 10 WHL players named to the Kubota CHL USA Prospects Challenge Series. We'll hear from two of those players, Cole Reshny of the Victoria Royals and Ben Kindle of the Calgary Hitmen. Ben doubling on the show as the winner of the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. That's coming up. A longtime NHLer and former Kelowna Rocket recently reached a career milestone. Luke Shen playing in his 1,000th NHL game. We'll have more on that accomplishment. And former five-year Tri-City American Connor Bouchard was honored as the U Sports Men's Hockey Player of the Year. We'll take you back to that ceremony for the veteran of the Mount Royal Cougars. First up. It was a big week for WHL draft-eligible players. In fact, 55 WHLers have been named to NHL Central Scouting's Preliminary Players to Watch list ahead of next year's 2025 NHL Draft. NHL Central Scouting uses a five-category rating system to project where a player could be drafted. An A rating indicates a potential first-round candidate. B-rated players are expected to hear their names called in the second or third round, while C-rated players project as a fourth or fifth-round selection, and a new W rating indicates a player who could go in the sixth or seventh round. The agency also uses the LV, limited viewing tag, to recognize injured players who haven't had sufficient viewing to be categorized. Six of those 55 WHL players received an A rating. Edmonton Oil Kings defenseman Blake Fidler, Moose Jaw Warriors forward Lyndon Lakovich, Brandon Wheat Kings forward Roger McQueen, Victoria Royals centerman Cole Reshny, Tri-City Americans defenseman Jackson Smith, and Prince George Cougars netminder Josh Ravensbergen. And 10 WHL players representing 9 WHL teams will compete for Team CHL at the upcoming 2024 CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota Canada. The CHL announcing a 22-player roster this week. The 2024 CHL USA Prospects Challenge will be played November 26th and 27th in London and Oshawa, Ontario. That game will see the top CHL prospects face off against players from the USA Hockey's National Team Development Program Under 18 squad. Those players include Carter Bear of the Edwards Silvertips, Braden Coots of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Ben Kindle of the Calgary Hitmen coming up later this show, Moose Jaw Warriors forward Lyndon Lakovich, Victoria Royals forward Cole Reshny, the speedy Cameron Schmidt of the Vancouver Giants, defenseman Blake Fidler of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Calgary Hitmen defenseman Reese Hamilton, Tri-City Americans Jackson Smith, who was on the show last week, and Prince George Cougars goaltender Josh Ravensbergen.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Hey, Victoria Royals 17-year-old forward Cole Reshny, he had a big week, as you heard. Not only was he rated an A skater in the NHL Central Scouting Preliminary Players to Watch list, he also cracked that roster for the upcoming Kubota CHL USA Prospects Challenge. I caught up with Cole this week and asked him about making that team.
Yeah, obviously it's pretty special. It's always an honor to be able to get to go to these things and represent, I guess, CHL and the WHL at these type of things. So, no, obviously it's a huge honor, and I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah, you should be. You know, it's a different variance from the prospects game. There's a little bit of pride on the line now, right? Like, you got to feel the pride here of, you know, you said the WHL, but also, you know, it's a little bit of a Canada-USA thing now.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we're going to be playing the 07s age group in the U.S., and, you know, you grew up playing those guys, and Canada versus U.S., you never want to lose. So, no, it's definitely going to be a rivalry. And, no, I think there's going to be some bad blood in those games.
You know, you mentioned that. You guys know a lot of these players, right? Like, you go through the U-17 World Challenge. How well do you think you'll know the other CHL teammates from the OHL and the Q?
Yeah, same thing. You grew up playing against those guys. It's nice to play on their team. But, no, I think just from going to, like you said, U-17s, the Linka Gretzky Cup, just kind of playing against them, you get to know them over time. So no, I think for the vast majority, I got a pretty good idea of who I'm playing with and the type of guys I'm going to be hanging around. So no, I think it's pretty exciting.
Cole, you played a ton as a 16-year-old last year with Victoria. You know, you got first-line minutes, power play, all situations. Now you're a year older. It's your draft year. You know, obviously you're feeling it pretty good as far as, you know, your role with the team here. So talk to me about this season here. I know it's a team game here, but there's some things on the line here, and we were just talking about some of those here earlier.
Yeah, obviously it's a big year for me. Coming into this year, I knew what I had to do. I had to step my game up, be better just as a player. So this offseason was big for me, just working out in the gym, working on my off-ice and on-ice game. I mean, just coming in with that mentality that I'm gonna get drafted. I'm going to get drafted high. Like you said, it's a team game, so putting the team ahead of myself first and just kind of believing that things will come with it is if I play the right way. So, no, I think just the opportunities I get, I try to take advantage of it and use them. So, yeah.
I know that last year you spent a lot of time on a line with Dawson Pasternak, sort of a veteran 20 to help you along the way here. Who's that player now here? Who's that guy? What's that line like here, the dynamic with the Royals this season?
Yeah, obviously last year I got to learn the ways from a 20-year-old, so that was pretty lucky for me. You know, Pasta was a pretty good player and a great guy, so just learning things from him was pretty special. I mean, I carry a lot of things he taught me, but no, this year I'm trying to be a leader myself. Step up, take a bigger role in that department. So I kind of think, you know, I do have guys like Bryn Boehm, Tayden Trembecki, they're 19, 20-year-olds that I'm playing with. But I'm trying to step it up myself and kind of mentor younger guys my age that are coming into the league. So no, I think that's a big part of it. I want to be a leader. I try to be a leader. So I'm not just leading by example.
Cole, you're at the top of the BC division in a battle with the Prince George Cougars as you play them in a pair of games this weekend here ahead. If there's a sneaky low-key rivalry in the BC division, it's probably Victoria PG. You guys had some battles here. What do you expect this weekend up north?
Yeah, like you said, it's going to be a battle. They bring their A game every game. They're a tough team. They're a fast team. They're good. We saw that last year, so no, I think taking a few beatings from them last year, we're going to want to get them back, especially me. I know that. We just got to go in and play our best. We got to give it to them, come out hot. But, no, this is a big road trip for us, just kind of showing what we got. Little stint of a road trip before the Alberta swing. So I think it's good. We get to get on the road, get to bond a little more. But, no, these games are huge, especially against PG.
Okay. Well, good start for you and the Royals this season. Best of luck representing the WHL, the CHL, and Canada here upcoming. Odies, thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
WHL alumni Luke Shen celebrated 1,000 NHL games this past week. The milestone came in Nashville with the Predators.
It's a milestone that obviously, you know, I'm proud of. It's been an up and down roller coaster at times and a crazy journey, but like I said, I'm just excited to be here today and grateful and thankful, and really don't want to take anything for granted. I know it's not easy, kind of, you know, to be able to get to this point.
And the former Kelowna Rocket did not disappoint on the night he was honored.
A couple good chances early in the first. Shen score! Oh, the Shen family is rocking in the suite, and why not? Game 1001, he tallies.
And longtime voice of the Kelowna Rockets, Regan Bartel, recently caught up with the NHL veteran.
When you started your NHL journey, is there something that you wish you knew then that you know now?
I think looking back, I think just even junior hockey, I guess you don't really... You look back, and those are actually probably some of the best hockey days playing here, just because it's totally different than NHL as far as, you know, you leave the rink and everyone's got families and a lot of guys got kids, and, you know, you miss hanging out with your buddies every day and just, you know, doing nothing pretty much but hanging out with your buddies. So I think that's kind of one of the things. I mean, you're so focused and, you know, you want to get to the NHL as fast as you can, but looking back, I mean, junior days, some of my best buddies were playing here with the Rockets, and, you know, just wish, I guess, you would realize that a little bit more as how good you actually had it here.
I think it was 08, 09. That's when you made your NHL debut. You were with the Leafs at that time. You could have come back, though, to play on that 09 championship team. Do you look back at that sometimes? I mean, I know you wanted to elevate and go to the National Hockey League level, but you could have been a part of a special team here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really look back. There's no point on shoulda, woulda, coulda sort of thing. I mean, obviously, I was motivated to make it, and I was lucky enough to. And, you know, obviously, it would have been great to come back and be a part of a championship team. And I know they lost in the Memorial Cup final, so you never know. Could have been, you know, obviously part of that maybe made a little bit of a difference. But at the same time, I mean, playing in Toronto at 18 is pretty sweet. And I guess you can debate all day about what's better or not for your development. But, you know, there's no change in it. And I had a good opportunity when I was young as well, too, playing in Toronto. So obviously there's a great group of guys. I went to that championship team in Kelowna here, but there's absolutely zero point in looking back.
Well, what did the Kelowna Rocket organization do for you to get you to where you are today?
Well, I mean, I owe a huge part to, you know, the whole organization, obviously, you know, coaches along the way, Husk and Truey, and, you know, obviously Bruce was great to me, and Lorne Fry for drafting me. It's and all the other scouts I should throw in as well. But, I mean, the Rockets, I don't think you're ever going to see a better junior organization as far as producing players and defensemen in particular to the NHL. And, you know, I was given a really good opportunity kind of since day one that I got here. And, you know, they really try to, you know, stay with their own players and continue to develop them. And I think that's what they're known for here. And I actually got a call by, I don't know who it was, CBC or someone in the NHL this year, and they did a huge article on defensemen coming out of the Rockets organization. It's actually pretty unbelievable to hear the names that come out of it if you actually sit back and think, look at it. And I think, you know, I was just fortunate enough to be here and them, you know, believe in me and try to develop me. And who knows? I mean, you get drafted to another organization, you have no idea how things would work out. But all I know is I'm pretty thankful that I ended up here.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Former five-year Tri-City American and current Mount Royal University Cougar Connor Bouchard was honored by his fellow teammates and family members in attendance for being named the 2023-2024 U Sports National Men's Hockey Player of the Year. A ceremony took place earlier this month at Mount Royal University, which also recognized Bouchard's teammates and former WHL alum Shane Farkas, named the Goalie of the Year, and Clay Honnis as being a first-team All-Canadian defenseman. Bouchard played 26 games with the Cougars during his second season. He garnered 57 points through 23 goals and 34 assists, also had a 24-game point streak and the first player since 2000-2001 to reach the 50-point milestone. In fact, Bouchard will be the second Cougar in three seasons to win that award, following in the footsteps of friend and former Tri-City teammate Nolan Yaremko. The WHL's Cammy Koepke was there, and she caught up with Bouchard at the ceremony.
How does it feel to be here at the start of a new season as the reigning U Sports Player of the Year?
Yeah, I'm just excited and proud. I just feel very fortunate to have the university put this on and to be able to have my family and my friends and the staff. It's a pretty special group of people, and I'm just really proud to be able to be a Mount Royal Cougar.
What was your reaction? I guess I haven't been able to talk to you since you actually won, but what was your first reaction of finding out, you know, nationwide number one?
Yeah, I mean, I play on such a good team, and we have so many good players and so many guys that could have won this, so I just feel pretty fortunate and humbled and just, again, like, proud to be part of this this program and university and to be able to play with these guys. Like, we got a special group.
Did Nolan reach out to you at all after?
Yeah, Nolan and I are really close, so I actually talk to him all the time. Like, almost daily I talk to him. So, yeah, we've, I mean, it's pretty special seeing our names on the same trophy and just knowing how close we are. He's been a really big part of my life, almost like an older brother, so I'm just so proud of how he's doing now, and can't wait to see him next.
You hoping to follow him into pros now too?
One day, but try and get a degree first and then hopefully win a championship with these guys.
How do you top that season?
By winning a national championship.
What makes you think this is the group to do it?
Bert's an unbelievable coach, and he's kind of took this program from the ground up, and I think right now this program's starving for a championship, and I think right now we got a hell of a group and some great guys, and I mean, you just got to get to the dance, and when we get to the dance, I think we got a great group and as good a chance of anybody to do it, so.
Connor Bouchard, now in his third year in the MRU Sports Management Program. Congratulations.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
As you heard earlier, it seems everything is coming up Ben Kindle these days. So the Calgary Hitman named the Tempo WHL Player of the Week, and we spoke. Ben, you're in the middle of a WHL schedule. Where do we catch up to you here today?
Yeah, we're just in Med Hat right now and traveling to Regina today.
All right, you got a big weekend, games in Regina and Brandon here ahead. Let's talk about last week. Pretty good one for you here. You had 5 assists and 3 goals, and you guys seem to be putting it together here slowly, but tell me about the week that you had.
Yeah, for sure. Started off with a good win against Prince George, beat him 5-0, and then carried on to Red Deer. It was a tough game. We ended up losing in overtime, but we came back and battled back, and then finished it off with a solid win against Lethbridge. It was a pretty good week.
When you have a week like that, is the Player of the Week award at all on the radar? Thinking possibly, maybe your teammates are telling you that. Is that something you even think about?
It's not something you really think about in the moment, but it's not just like myself. A lot of things have to go right, and a lot of things with your team as well, like having a solid week leads to that.
Yeah, you're right, 100%. The one thing, Ben, I notice about you is that when you score, and I look at your 3 goals you scored this past week, you've acted like you've scored before. You're pretty casual. You're pretty chill. Where does that come from?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of something. If it's a big goal, I guess, get a little bit more excited. But, yeah, try and not act too excited, but somebody makes a nice pass, give him some recognition as well, and yeah.
You know, I think back to your youth hockey. You played at Yale Academy, U18 team, and I look at that roster, and there's WHL players everywhere, so it's almost like you must have like a reunion nearly every night during warm-up or perhaps after the game.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of former Yale boys in the WHL right now, especially in our division, playing them a lot in Red Deer and Lethbridge, and so it's nice to see, yeah.
Really cool accolade for you as well. Besides being the Tempo WHL Player of the Week, you were named to the CHL USA, the Kubota CHL USA Prospects Challenge here, one of only 10 WHL players to make that list. That had to have been something you were gunning for. Did you know that was a possibility? Where are you at there?
Yeah, for sure. After Hlinka, it was a major goal of mine to get on this prospects team. It's a great honor to get to compete against the U.S. National Development Program and show that the CHL is the top development league in Canada.
Now, we had Cole Reschny on the show earlier. He's also one of 10 WHLers to crack that roster here. But, you know, I asked him, you're playing for, of course, it's a prospect showcase, but you're representing the WHL, you're representing the CHL, but you're also representing the Maple Leaf, and you have some experience doing that here, but that has to motivate you.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, after representing Canada at the Hlinka Gretzky tournament, this is kind of just a carryover of that team. A lot of similar faces on this team that are going to be participating, and we're really going to want to show well for our country against the U.S.
Yeah, and you know, one thing Cole pointed out is that, you know, he sort of knows all of these players already from playing either in an international event or, you know, just growing up, be it spring hockey. Like, when you look at your teammates from the O and the Q and then some of these American players, is there some familiarity here?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, there's a lot of the same guys from that Hlinka team that I played with. A few late-born that I haven't played with yet, but it'll be nice to kind of get on the edge with them and see what they're about. I don't know much about the U.S. because I've never played them personally, but we'll see how it goes.
Ben, describe what kind of a player you are, because obviously scouts will try to, you know, maybe pigeonhole you into a certain role or a certain type of player. You were just named as a B prospect in the NHL Central Scouting Preliminary Players to Watch list here. So tell me what kind of player you are.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm a player that kind of can do a lot of everything. A 200-foot guy. Kind of my two biggest skill sets, I'd say, were my hockey sense and my vision. And just kind of try and make the players around me better as much as I can. And yeah.
You know, you speak of that list here that came out. So you and four of your teammates on that list. So I'm assuming there will be a lot of eyes on the Hitmen here this season.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had a lot of prospects last year, and it's going to be the same this year. We have a lot of talented guys in our team that'll be gunning to get drafted this year. And I think at the end of the day, we'll have a few guys that'll hear their name called at the draft.
Is that something over the course of a year you watch? Like, where you sit in prospects? I know I looked at some of the rankings here, and a friend of the show, Craig Button, really likes your game and things like that, but there's all these different lists. It's your draft year. It can be a lot. Do you pay attention to it?
I mean, personally, I try and stay away from it. It only serves as a distraction, I feel. I feel like you just kind of got to play your game, try and help your team as best you can, and the rest will take care of itself.
All right, well, Ben, everything seems to be headed your way here lately. Named to the Kubota CHL USA Prospects Challenge roster, a B rating in NHL Central Scouting, and, of course, this Tempo WHL Player of the Week award. So that's a pretty good week, I think. Go out and top it here as well this weekend, okay? Great job. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to Regan in Kelowna, as well as Cammy in Calgary, for their help in putting things all together. I'm John Keane. We'll talk to you again next week.